Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we are going to learn about a brand new campaign Sunset Empire Transit District is doing in downtown Astoria. It's a pedestrian safety and awareness campaign, and it affects all of us. It affects those of us who live here. It affects our visitors. It affects those who are driving and those who are walking. And there's a significant reason why Sunset Empire Transit is mounting this campaign this summer. And today we'll find out what that reason is from my guest. My guest is Matthew Weintraub. He is a transportation options specialist working with Sunset Empire Transit District. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Donna. Thank
I'm
you so much
happy
for
to
having
have
me
you
here.
In the studio to talk about this very important topic.
Yeah, great to be here.
And before we do launch into what Sunset Empire Transit does and about this campaign, let's learn a little bit about Matthew Weintraub, please. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington. Went to the University of Washington, ironically, a mile and a half down the same street I grew up on. So didn't have to travel very far for much of my life. And found my way to Oregon about 4.5-5 years ago, and fell in love with it. Everything from, you know, the Painted Hills and the Owyhee Canyons to the, you know, the majesty of the Pacific Ocean that's, you know, 360-something miles of public beaches. And been making my home here on the North Coast for about 3 years now.
And what did you study in at university? Did this prepare you for what you're doing now?
In roundabout ways, I studied forest ecology and forest ecosystem analysis. So everything from land management to high elevation tree physiology and how these little trees on the top of mountains are prepared or aren't prepared for climate change. Had nothing to do with transportation or transportation options, but had everything to do with how to engage in a process, seek results, and how to think a little outside the box. So.
Well, everything's connected to everything else, really, right?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
All of it is helps inform what you're doing now.
Right.
So before we talk about what you're doing now, let's talk about the actual entity that you work for, which is Sunset Empire Transit District. What is that?
Yeah, Sunset Empire Transit District, or I'll probably just say SETD, is Clatsop County's regional public transit provider. We're a special district of the state with a board of directors, a transportation advisory committee as well. And we provide bus service everywhere from all the way down to Manzanita and into Columbia County as well, and with some trips to Portland and up to Longview and Kelso. So previously, if you've heard of kind of the bus or ride the bus, that's SETD. We have loops in Cannon Beach and Seaside, a couple here in Astoria and Warrenton, and ones that kind of go up and down 101 as well.
Do you go across the bridge to Washington?
We don't go across the bridge, but Pacific County up in Washington does have a bus that comes across the bridge and comes to our transit center here right down on Marine Drive. So you can get up to Longview, to Long Beach as well that way and connect there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you provide transportation services throughout Clatsop County.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my role is a little unique within SETD, and I kind of manage or run a program called Northwest Transportation Options, and a little bit in conjunction with ODOT as well. And Northwest Transportation Options isn't focused just in Clatsop County, but I work in Columbia County and Tillamook County as well. And transportation options is just everything that you would use to get around. So it could be driving alone. It could be car sharing. It could be biking, busing, rolling, walking. And my job is to really just do outreach and engagement and get people to know that there are these options out there and to potentially use them with an end goal of reducing single occupancy vehicle trips.
Exactly, because we know that, especially in the summer months, the traffic is frustrating for for those of us who live here and for those people who are visiting, too.
Oh, definitely. And as you probably know, that summer kind of peak travel season gets a little bit longer and a little bit wider every year on
exactly.
both ends.
Exactly. Yeah. So encouraging people to use other transportation options.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're engaged in a few different ways to do that, kind of through a little bit with those visitor, the visitor economy as well, working through the kind of newly minted or newly formed North Coast Tourism Management Network, rolling out a couple projects, focusing first at Cannon Beach, where we can communicate through hotels, through booking entities, to potential or to travelers here, to potentially take public transit, ride share, or different ways to get to their vacation destination. And then what are their options, whether it's walkability, bike rentals, shuttle service, cars that hotels have, for example, at the Cannery Pier, or I know the Atomic Hotel here in Astoria has bikes for its guests. So let people know once they get here that they can still get around without that vehicle, and that reduces that crowding on our roads.
And that's a really important thing. Absolutely. Yeah. And Matthew, you mentioned there are traffic engineers. There are people who study the best way that people, you know, move together and flow, and what's the safest way for people to work together when they're out on streets, you know, pedestrians. Or in Portland lately, I've seen so many of these scooters. And I think that must create a whole new dimension of concern.
Yeah, the scooters are kind of in the industry are referred to as these micro-mobility devices, right? Scooters or bike share, things like that. It's kind of the wonky term, if you will. And then if you want to talk about car sharing services, whether it's Car2Go or Lyft or like Lime now, referred to as TNCs or transportation network companies. And they do provide a new dimension. And it's a new safety paradigm too. We have to teach people who maybe only focused on driving or maybe just use transit how to behave as a vulnerable roadway user, right? That's that someone, if you're unprotected by some, a sheath of metal.
Exactly.
You become more vulnerable. Yeah, so it does. And that is, it's interesting in rural environments as we are here on the coast, and especially in Astoria. Those kind of micro-mobility devices haven't made it out here yet. But we see in smaller towns, there are bike shares that are coming, so we're going to have to prepare for that. And then obviously understanding that our citizens are already using their own scooters, their own bikes to get around as well.
So right now, though, in Clatsop County, you're focused on a pretty important thing that's happening in the kind of the downtown Astoria area. This is a pedestrian safety and awareness campaign. What is that? How did that come about? And why are you doing it?
Yeah, so we're, as you said, we're delivering a pedestrian crossing safety and awareness campaign. It came through some discussions with both local and state level ODOT staff to really highlight the safety paradigm or the safety concerns that are going on right now. And we're focusing on downtown Astoria, Highway 30, so Marine Commercial. We say the wonky term is where the streets are a couplet, where they go different directions. But that just means really between McDonald's and the Custard King, really, if you want to think about 8th or 6th all the way to 16th. And focusing on the fact that especially the eastbound lanes there, so on Commercial, are one of the most dangerous sections of road, if not the most dangerous section of Highway 30 in the entire state for vehicle crashes and vehicle crashes with pedestrians. About twice as many crashes per kind of million vehicle miles or travels occur in that little half mile. And many of them are with pedestrians. And we do have pedestrian fatalities in downtown Astoria there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And people are afraid. I mean, there's some fear because we have had people killed at crosswalks right in the heart of downtown Astoria. So why is that?
There's a number of contributing factors, but all of them are that we are putting too many cars and trucks on the roads than what they were originally designed for, and we have increasing populations, and that leads to what we call user conflict or goal interference, and that goal for pedestrians is crossing the street safely. There can be a number of issues that do contribute to those crashes, such as speed, sight lines, etc. And then there's also the, although it's maybe scientifically untested, the idea that when people are going eastbound on Highway 30 they're in a hurry to leave, to get out of town, whereas when people are coming westbound, Maybe they're a little bit, they're at their destination or they're relaxing a bit more. And that kind of provides a bit of angst when they're trying to leave. So potentially
that's interesting. So people who are coming to, you know, this area from the east who are traveling westbound are, there aren't quite as many crashes than on Marine Drive, which is our westbound lanes. Those are the westbound roads here.
Right. There isn't. And there's significantly less on those than on the eastbound lanes. We also have to think about how engineering plays into that factor. Many of the crosswalks on Marine Drive have bump outs, have planters, and don't have cars parked immediately next to the crosswalk, which improves the sight line for both pedestrians and drivers. You don't have that on Commercial. And so while this campaign is really focused on outreach and awareness to both pedestrians and drivers, there are things that our listeners can be doing when it comes to advocating for safer roadway design with the city of Astoria or potentially the state of Oregon.
So for us to realize, those of us who are living here and those of us who are visiting, whether we're walking or driving, that stretch between kind of McDonald's and Custard King is, on Commercial in particular, is the most dangerous stretch of Highway 30 for pedestrian.
Pedestrian vehicles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also part of this campaign is to raise the awareness of Oregon's existing crosswalk laws. And that you've probably seen, or if our listeners have probably seen some signs around town, and there'll be more kind of deployed throughout in this downtown area, both in windows and continue to maintain on the streets, that every intersection is a crosswalk, and that not every state or municipality around the country has that law. And so that's why we call it an Oregonian crossing, because it's something that's uniquely Oregonian. And those something else is uniquely a little Oregonian is that friendly Sasquatch that people see in those images that's crossing the street. You're going to stop for us if you see a Sasquatch in a crosswalk, I'm pretty sure. And so we like to think of everyone who's kind of participating in this campaign as a safety Sasquatch. And so that law I mentioned, right, it's codified in Salem, is that every intersection is a crosswalk. And that means it could be a marked intersection, or it could be an unmarked intersection. Or pedestrians also have the right of way in mid-block, non-intersection marked crosswalks.
Well, why don't you define intersection for maybe people who are saying, well, wait, what do you mean by intersection?
Yeah, an intersection is where two roads come together. And so we have a bunch of those that are four-way intersections in our downtown core. And so when I say a marked intersection, there could be marked means either there is a signal for a crosswalk, you know, with the hands and the walking sign, or there could just be striping on the road. And then there's also such things. We don't have them necessarily in this downtown core, but mid-block marked intersections as well. But we do see some of those around our region.
Well, yeah, I did not know that. I did not know that every intersection in Oregon is a crosswalk, whether it's marked or not. And because oftentimes if I'm driving and I'm driving westbound typically, but although you have to drive eastbound to get back, but I don't expect to see people crossing in certain places, you know, and I think, oh, well, I don't see a crosswalk. But now I know that wherever two roads come together, the pedestrian has the right of way.
Right. The pedestrian does have the right of way. But as a pedestrian, we also have the responsibility to cross safely. So that means show your intent, stop, look. So whether you are walking or rolling in a mobility device, you need to make sure that traffic is aware of your presence as well. Don't just assume that cars will stop for you. With a bit of speculation, I'm sure that leads to some of the crashes that we have in our areas, that people just step out and they don't think that they need to look, whether it comes to people turning right or people continuing through those intersections. So you need to stop, make your presence known. Something that folks often like to say is try to make eye contact with those drivers. Make sure that they know you're there, and only then proceed when it's safe.
Exactly, because now, unfortunately, many people are lost on their phones, and they do just say, oh, well, I have the right way, and they step out. No, we can't assume anything. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about a Sunset Empire Transit District pedestrian and safety campaign, which is ongoing right now in downtown Astoria. My guest is Matthew Weintraub. He is a transportation options specialist working with Sunset Empire Transit District. And this campaign, you may have seen if you're driving in downtown Astoria, features some yellow signage saying Oregonian Crossing, and there's kind of a Sasquatch, and then there's kind of a man, woman, and child.
Yeah, there's a couple other icons on there of folks using the crosswalk, kind of representing a smattering of different pedestrian and vulnerable road users there. So you'll see those signs. You'll see some posters that go up in businesses. We're going to be doing some targeted social media ads as well. So people, the unfortunate or fortunate aspect of being tied to a state agency is we have the ability to target people who use social media in a specific geo-referenced area. So you'll maybe have some ads that pop up if you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. In that area, you'll have some ads that pop up with this information. You'll see some of our work on Facebook. And also, we'll be at some local community events, particularly the Astoria Sunday Market. We'll have some fun opportunities for locals, both, you know, kids of ages 3 to 103 to take their picture pretending to be a Sasquatch. And also just providing, you know, friendly, safe information as well.
So these signs, are all the signs up now, the ones that are going to be, or are there going to be more signs coming
on the
actual road?
There'll be a few more coming.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that the initial signs are well received, create that buzz, and continue to roll it out. So not everything is coming at once. Oh, and I was just going to say that this campaign is kind of started in June, and we're going to roll it all the way through through August.
Through August.
Yeah.
Excellent. When we have so much more traffic and
exactly.
People. And another thing, when you mentioned that commercial, you know, is more dangerous because of the way that the sight line, the vision, the cars parked, and also people might be looking at businesses. I mean, they're slow. They're not necessarily, maybe when they're driving, they're not familiar with where things are, and so they're looking. So you've given some advice for pedestrians, which is don't assume, even though every intersection in Oregon is a crosswalk, do not assume that you have the right of way that it's safe to cross even though you have the right of way without really looking and making eye contact. What is your advice for then the drivers?
For drivers, to know that this is the law, that pedestrians have the right of way, to know that extra 5 miles per hour or 6 miles per hour is not going to make the difference for you. And to understand that speed and distraction are the two largest contributors to both traffic fatalities and crashes, both here in Oregon, in Astoria, and around the country. And you're in a small town, and drive like you live here. We want people to both who do live here and also who are visiting to be safe.
So Matthew, over the years of, you know, doing the work that you're doing, have you noticed a trend? I mean, because now, of course, we know texting, cell phones, all that. Is there more distraction and more speed happening now then?
You know, there's definitely more distractions. That's without a doubt. We know that. But I think we, especially here in Oregon, we're turning a corner and understanding that getting stuck in traffic is frustrating, but it maybe shouldn't come at the cost of life. And we know that distracted driving is not okay, whether you're texting, whether you're looking for something, or whether you're drinking, or maybe you might be using an e-cigarette device as well in the car, drinking a glass of water, obviously, while you're driving. And I think we're turning that corner in awareness and understanding that the goals of programs like Vision Zero, which is to completely eliminate traffic deaths and fatalities, are something that make our communities better. and we're willing to invest in them.
Right, because really, a car is a weapon. We're driving a huge beast, and I need to be more aware. We all need to be more aware, because there are some times that I think, oh, I'm stuck behind this truck, and gee, if I just pop out over there, you know, and maybe I save, you know, 30 seconds or a minute. However, maybe I can't really see very well when I'm making that move. And I really understand how people can experience road rage, because like you talked about, we don't have the infrastructure, especially here on the North Coast, to support all of the vehicular traffic that we are experiencing. We don't have that infrastructure. And we also, as human beings, especially in, you know, the United States and in areas where, you know, which are smaller, more rural areas, we're used to having lots of space and thinking that we can just kind of do whatever, whenever, in a way. We're spoiled because we don't sit in freeway traffic, really, when we're in some of these small rural areas. However, we are driving, a weapon.
Right, definitely. And also, hopefully this campaign highlights that these laws, these programs, are part of a culture change. And it's an Oregonian crossing, but also an Oregonian culture. Towards greater awareness that speeding and pedestrians don't really mix on our streets. And that's what we're hoping to get towards as well.
You know, there used to be, I mean, I used to hear things that people would come to Portland and they drive and they say, oh, people in Oregon are so nice. They're so gracious. They'll let you get in, you know, they'll let you in if you're trying to get in a different lane or whatever. I don't know if that's changing because we have more population. I mean, more growth. I mean, we know that in, you know, lab tests that, you know, you start crowding mice and it's not a pretty picture. And so people start getting crowded and then they begin to do some things that just aren't really very safe.
You know, definitely. Like I said, you know, the traffic can be frustrating. But I think one of my first days when I moved to Oregon, I saw a bumper sticker that said, "You're in Oregon, be nice." And I think that is still prevalent here. Not only is it prevalent here in Astoria on the North Coast, but around the state. And I think that people want to create safer environments on their roads, and they just need to know how. And that's really the part of this awareness campaign, and letting people know that pedestrians do have the right of way in these areas, but also that pedestrians have a sense of responsibility to keep themselves safe. And I think, going to go back to your point about crowding, is that roads are our largest public space,
right? I never thought of roads that way.
Right? Within the most cities, right? I think here in Astoria, we have a wonderful green space that's part of our city. So we it might shift a little bit, but for the most part, they're our largest public space. And more people have to use them and have to share them. And we also know that when we make, especially our downtown cores, more inviting for pedestrians to use as a transportation mode and for people to walk, bike, or roll, that trickles both up and down into our community. It makes people like our community more. It makes people like living here more. It's more conducive to business. It's more conducive to becoming a safe community. And so that's really our ultimate goal. And we also know that when we make infrastructure investments in active mode, so that whether it's walking or biking or transit, it creates more livable communities and it creates better communities. So hopefully one of the goals of this campaign is that our citizens are able to feel inspired about safety and ask for additional investments from our civic leaders in not only safety infrastructure, but campaigns like this as well, and to see this hopefully spread to Seaside or to Cannon Beach or St. Helens or maybe just throughout the town. I saw someone had taken one of these signs and placed it on, I think it was about 15th and Niagara. And while I was frustrated someone moved it, I wasn't upset that someone cared to highlight that intersection as well, because like I said, it's an intersection and it's a crosswalk. It's adjacent to a park and accessing two other parks by Les Shirley. And so we need to realize that let's make this a more livable and walkable community, not just in our downtown core, but excited that people are, you know, getting into a little bit of rogue activism.
Yes. It's because it's not enough to just say, oh, Astoria is a walkable community, which is appealing not only to residents, but also to visitors. But it needs to be a safe, walkable community.
It definitely does.
And so I think it really also, it's a culture of respect, you know, respect for the pedestrian, respecting the people who are driving in the cars, respecting the pedestrian, and again, creating some sort of harmony with this traffic flow and people crossing the street instead of I got to be somewhere and, you know, and then we're not safe anymore because we've got a goal, we're fixed on that, instead of, oh my gosh, I'm driving this huge car, I need to be careful.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that, you know, we have a undisputedly a car culture in America. I was doing an outreach event once actually here in Astoria, and I had two separate people come up to me and say almost identically that they couldn't take the bus or walk because they had a car. And they weren't trying to be funny or obstinate. That's just how they thought. And hopefully through campaigns like this or through some bike safety education or some additional transit outreach that I do through the Northwest Transportation Options Program, we'll hopefully shift that and help people realize that there are kind of a myriad of different travel modes they can take and that they don't need to depend on that car, which can actually, especially in some of our more economically depressed areas, can actually be more expensive than using transit or ride sharing or busing or biking.
So. Leave the car at home.
Exactly.
And I think this idea also for when we even have visitors here to be able to leave their cars in the hotel parking lots and then to be able to drive or walk and to be around town, that relieves some congestion too. That's really important. All of it is important. And as I think you pointed out before we went live, you said one traffic death is too many and that we need to take ownership of our streets.
Definitely. I firmly believe in that. You know, one death is too many because when it comes to traffic injuries and fatalities, every single one is avoidable. If you think about it, there is user error in some aspect of a car hitting a person or a pedestrian or a cyclist. And that could be avoidable on behalf of the pedestrian as well. But there is user error involved, and we as a community should take ownership and seek to strive to build the safest community we can and take pride in having a safe community as well.
Absolutely. Matthew, we just have a couple minutes left. Any last things you'd like the listening audience to know or to do? I mean, this is, again, this is a life and death topic we're discussing today.
Yeah.
And it is, you're right, it's the responsibility of the pedestrian, it's the responsibility of the driver for us to interact safely at every intersection, everywhere we're driving, we're walking.
Yeah, so a couple things is obviously just be aware that every intersection is a crosswalk here in Oregon. But that also means to be aware, as a driver, to be aware of potential pedestrians using those crosswalks. But as a pedestrian, signal your intent to cross and make sure that traffic is aware of your presence. And also, I just want people to be safe, have fun when they're using our streets, and take a sense of ownership, as we just said, and a sense of pride in a safe community. And if people want to see more of this, please feel free to get in touch with SETD.
Sunset Empire Transit District.
Right. Or the city of Astoria, and tell them that you value investments in walking and biking infrastructure as well. You can find out a little more, ridethebus.org, or you can also follow the Transportation Options Facebook page for info. That's just Northwest Transportation Options on Facebook.
Oh, Matthew, thank you so much. Really important for all of us to know. So a great reminder. And maybe toward the end of this campaign, we should have you come back on and talk a little bit about how it went and what the next steps are. But certainly this awareness is so important.
I would definitely love to be back, Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for your very important work. And my gratitude to Dylan Halserschalk, who is an amazing engineer and just a treasure here at Coast Community Radio. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, take a moment for yourself. In fact, let's take that moment together right now. And let's take a deep breath. It's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And often we're so busy, we're lost in thought, we forget, we hold our breath, we don't oxygenate our bodies in ways that are healing for us. So taking that deep breath right now and throughout the day, so important. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be things that aren't going well, but focus on those things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug for being uniquely you and for doing the best you can, because people are until they know better. We are doing the best we can. And then take a second to think about the fact that we are living right now in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.